So we're on the lessons revisiting the four agreements. And this is part two. We had part one last week. Part one was be impeccable with our speech. And we learned that impeccable means, well, he put it without sin, but we say without error. We want to speak words of truth. We want to speak words of love and of peace. So, Jesus was standing before Pilate. And we all know the story. He was accused and misunderstood. But one lesson we can take from him during his experience when they wanted to crucify him and were saying all sorts of things against him, he did not react in fear. He stood his ground. He stood in truth. And in John 18 and 36, he told them when they were trying to say that he was king of the Jews and go on and on. And he simply replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. I came into the world to testify to the truth." So we know even in the face of injustice, Jesus remained anchored in divine purpose. He showed us that spiritual strength is not found in reacting and resisting things. Spiritual strength is in response to coming from a point of love, from a point of clarity, from a point of truth. So last Sunday we talked about that first agreement. Today we're going to talk about the second agreement in the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Rohr. Yeah, there's a book, Four S. Yeah. And the second agreement, wow, it's one that I really learned major lessons from, and I use it all the time. I tell myself, don't take anything personally. No matter what people say about me or you or what they say about us, don't take anything personally. That's because in a world full of opinions and projections and misunderstandings, this teaching, don't take anything personally, invites us to return to our center, to the Christ that is within us. It invites us to reclaim our peace. We know who and what we are. We're spiritual beings, and we have no need to take what's said from the outside, from the world, personally. Each soul lives in its own consciousness. What is consciousness? That's everything you see, think, take in from the outer. The things you bring up from your belief system, your storage bin, as I like to call it sometimes. Each one of us live in our own consciousness. This morning we talked something about people are doing the best that they can do from where they are in their thinking. Well, that's what, you know, that means that we're free agents, that we can make choices from our own will when we take things personally, we forget the truth of our being. You see, we do not have to accept others' opinions of who and what we are. When you do that, when you accept that someone tells you you're the scum of the earth, you forget that you're a spiritual being, first and foremost, before all this personality. You do not have to accept others' opinions of who you are. You ever hear, oh, you can't do anything. You're too fat, you're too this. We hear things like this all the time, don't we? And sometimes we take that stuff in and we don't want to go try on clothes because what? We think we're too fat. That's coming from their consciousness. That's how they're looking at things. I want you to remember three things, if nothing else, from this lesson. And one of them is to remember that you are not defined by others' opinions or actions. Do I need to repeat that? You are not defined by others' opinions or actions. We're not responsible for their emotional reactions. We are free to respond from what? The Christ in us. Not from a wounded ego, as they say. Ego is that personality stuff. We can respond from the Christ that is within us. You are not responsible for their emotional reactions or what comes from their consciousness. You're the master of your ship. And that's one thing to always remember. I want you to repeat this after me. I am not what others think of me. Together. I am not what others think of me. I am what God knows me to be. I am what God knows me to be. About that. You're not what others think of you. You're what God knows you to be, what's deep in your heart. And if you believe that, then you can stand on that truth in spite of what anyone may say or do. And that helps you to not take it personal. Yeah. So you're not defined by others' opinions. You're not responsible for their actions or their words. And you're free to respond from the Christ that is within you. And to don't take that stuff personally. So, food for thought. This is some stuff you can, if you need to, go work on it a little bit. Think about it, ponder it, and see what you can do to lift your consciousness to know you don't have to accept what others are projecting on you. So, what stories have you taken personally that no longer serve you? Is there anything that you've been taught, anything that people are saying to you that they don't serve your spiritual nature, and you've taken that stuff in? Sometimes we carry words that others have spoken in pain, or in judgments, or in misunderstanding the experience at hand. Sometimes it can come from silence. Anyone ever tell you something, and then there was an awkward silence? Yeah. What stories have you taken in that no longer serve you? These stories, they may have shaped how you see yourself or others, but they're not the truth of what we are. We're spiritual beings, each and every one of us. We are the light that lights the world. We're God's love here on this earth plane. And guess what? We can remember, I am not the story others wrote. I am the living expression of divine love. Think about that. I am not the story that others wrote. I am the living expression of divine love. Now, yeah, that might take some practice. It might take some thinking. When people hurl words at you, it may take you pausing a moment and standing in your truth. Yeah. Which brings me to my next point that I want you to contemplate in your own time. How can you respond from love instead of from fear? Let me say that again. How can you respond from love instead of reacting from fear? That's a challenge. However, remember, fear reacts. Love responds from the heart. When we take time to pause and take that deep breath in and listen from the Christ within, we shift from defense to compassion. We don't have to prove anything. We don't have to protect anything. We simply need to be present. That's a hard thing to do sometimes, isn't it? I can tell you that. But when you're up in that experience, it's hard not to say anything. I was just telling them in class this morning, sometimes I tell myself, be quiet, Brunetta. It's not your battle. It's not for you to respond to that. Take a deep breath and just know it's not the truth about you. I'm a spiritual being in this human experience. And this is a big one to work on. How can you reclaim your peace in the midst of that turmoil or that chaos or that experience? Well, for one thing, no, you are not responsible for other people's emotions and their choices. That is sacred work between them and God. Your peace is restored when you stop carrying what was never yours in the first place. I know for some that's going to be a big one to work on, because oh, how we carry one another's burdens. But that's not for you to carry that in the first place. That's between them and the spirit that is within them. You can hold them in love and light. Hold them in that space of possibility. But don't carry that burden don't let anyone put their burden on you either. Yeah, that's going to take some working on, huh? Your peace is restored when you are carrying what was never yours to carry in the first place. In releasing the responsibility for others' choices, you make room for grace and clarity and for spirit to do its perfect work in you. And that's the goal, for spirit to do its work in you, so that your responses come from a place of love. Your responses come from a place of joy. Your responses come from a place of peace. You know, Jesus modeled that beautifully. If you think back to the story of the actions that were happening around the time of the crucifixion, when accused and misunderstood and even betrayed, he did not take offense. Jesus Christ remained anchored in divine love. In the experience itself, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When you look beyond the appearances, when you respond from a place of spiritual authority, the work opens up, the peace opens up, the love opens up, and we reach and we touch the inner peace that is deep within us. So as I said, we respond from love. Love is powerful. We pause, we breathe, and we let the spirit within us move or work its way through us and do what it is ordained to do. Yeah. We want to always react, not from personality, not from that woundedness that may be in us, but we want to always react from a place of wholeness. We want to let spirit, not fear, pride, or reaction, guide our words and our actions. When we respond from love, we're affirming our oneness with God rather than a separation. We activate healing, we activate harmonizing power in every situation. I read somewhere, love is the spiritual oil that heals wounds in mind and body. Love is a spiritual oil that heals wounds in mind and body. And when we choose love, we're not just being kind. We're applying a divine principle. And guess what? It strengthens our ability to take nothing personally. It's saying, I remember who I am. I remember who you are. And I choose to respond from a space of truth. So go forth. Try some of that on. It feels good. It works wonders. I have a responsive reading in your bulletin. It's on a white sheet. I, as a leader, will affirm, and then you'll affirm the congregation parts. I am a spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God together. I am not defined by others' opinions or actions. When others speak from fear or misunderstanding, I remain anchored in truth. Together, I do not take their words personally. I respond from divine love. Jesus said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Together, I follow the Christ example. I forgive, I release, I rise. Wisdom yields patience, and it is to one's glory to overlook an offense. Together, I choose grace over reaction. I choose peace over pride. I am centered in spirit. I am free from the need to defend or absorb. Together, I speak and act from the Christ within. I am whole. I am love. And altogether, I do not take anything personally. I am rooted in divine truth. I respond with clarity, compassion, and spiritual strength. And that, my friends, is the truth. Let's take some time to connect in prayer and enter into this time of quiet, but let's recite the Lord's Prayer first to set the tone of what we're about to do. So together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath. And imagine moving from the top of your head down into your heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Give yourself permission to take this time apart to feel your heart opening. And as you feel yourself settling into this time of quiet, if there is anything you're holding on to, or anything you took personally, this is a time to set it aside, to let spirit lift it and touch it and turn it into your good. You are not the story others may tell. Breathing in and breathing out, know that you are not the projection that others may give. You are the living expression of divine love. You are the living expression of divine love. Breathing in and breathing out, coming to a point of total relaxation. You are the Christ presence and form. You are whole, radiant, and free. Let these words be your words. I release what was never mine to carry. Feel the weight of that being lifted and dropped to the wayside. I return to the truth of who I am, breathing in and breathing out, feeling that Christ within, feeling the wholeness that you are, the Christ light growing brighter and brighter with each breath you take. This light is your peace. And as you step over the threshold of your inner chamber, know that this light is your power. And in the sacred stillness, affirm quietly to yourself, I am centered in spirit. I am centered in spirit. I am free and I am anchored in love. So rest here for a moment. Feel the vibrations of the love and the peace and the freedom that you have move in and throughout your very being in the quiet. And as we prepare to return, we give thanks for the gifts that we have received. We give thanks for the gift of Spirit doing its perfect work in and throughout us and our affairs. And dear God, we give thanks that we carry this peace in our hearts. And as we go about our day, we speak from a point of love. And we walk in the truth that we are spiritual beings. And we know that we cannot be threatened, that there is no thing that can hold its power over us, for we are standing in the power of your word and truth, moving in and throughout us. So dear God, for this and for all things, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen.